They just stand and say the Pledge of the Flag.
Try it now.
Okay. So,
I can bring it up on my phone.
And that goes
if you
to
want.
The.
Or you want me to bring it up on my phone? No.
Whatever.
If it's cheesy, forget it.
It's on.
Okay. So, welcome. This public hearing on the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 17th day of December. We don't have a flag in this room, but if you would all join me in saying the Pledge of the Flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. To my left, we have our building inspector, John Whitman, our members, Mike Williams, Kim Bowers, Bob Lenartz, then to my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our recording secretary, Anna Waring Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date of November 19th, 2024, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second.
Okay. Another question. Mike?
I'd like to abstain because I wasn't here.
Okay. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 17th of December, 2024, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike.
Yes.
Kim.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Dwight.
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board this evening. Any motion will need three votes to be approved. The way that our meetings will work is Anna will read a case. The petitioner will come forward. You can sit, stand, make yourself comfortable. Explain to us your project. The board will then ask questions. I will go to the audience to hear if anyone wants to speak for or against each case. If you are speaking against or for any of the cases, you do have 3 minutes to speak. Once that is complete, the board will have a discussion and we will make a decision. So with that being said, Anna, will you please read this first item?
ZBA file number 1524, James and Kristen Vaughn, 6 Grove Road, Zoned R2, SBL number 184.06-1-23, sublot 23, map cover 3707, request an area variance of 14.87 lot cover to construct a covered patio at the back of the house. Maximum lot coverage in an R2 zone is 14%. Section 144, Chapter 15, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
Okay, so the microphones aren't working, so please speak loud.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've never done this before, okay. So we're not really sure.
Okay, so what you want to do is just explain to us what you plan on doing.
Okay.
And then we'll ask questions.
Okay, so we're building a patio roof over like our patio arm back there.
Okay. That's fine. We'll ask questions then. Okay. Dwight, I'll start with you.
Have you had the opportunity to discuss your variance idea with any of your neighbors?
I think they got the letters and, yeah, nobody seemed to object to it, so.
When our construction manager told us that we would have to go in front of the board, I reached out to the neighbors to see like the size of their patios and stuff, and that's when we learned it was a certain percentage of your yard. So they cleared it, apparently.
Okay, thank you.
Bob?
I stopped by and I saw it. I have no further questions.
Bob?
I don't have anything.
Kim?
I don't have any.
Mike? Okay, and the chair does not either. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Anna, have you received any outside communication?
No.
Okay. So I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting, meaning there's no more discussion from the floor.
Okay.
So, board discussion?
I think it's straightforward and it's not substantial.
I agree.
Okay. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Regarding ZBA file 50-24, I make a motion to grant the area variance. I don't believe there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't feel that the benefit can be sought, the benefit sought can be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. I don't believe that there will be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty was self-created, I don't feel that it precludes from the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. On the question. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And Chair also, so good luck.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Okay. Anna, can you please read the next item?
ZBA file number 5124, Alliance Home, 46 Timberlake Drive, Zone R1, SPL number 173.20-2-18, Sublot 118, map cover 2266, request an area variance for a 45.6-foot front setback to construct a single-family dwelling. Minimum front setback in an R1 zone is 50 foot. Section 144.14, schedule of height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
So we are going to follow the same format.
All right.
So.
So Aaron Romanowski on behalf of our client, Damian Zakrzemski. So basically, we proposed a new house on this lot. Our design took into account the drainage easement on the back of the property. Going through the initial process, it was discovered that the drainage pipe is actually outside the easement. So in order to fit the house on the lot, we need some relief from the front and side setback. So the drainage plan that we proposed maintains the 15-foot side yard setback and decreases the front setback to 46 feet. We're asking for a little bit more relief than that. You know, we're really good, but we're not perfect. So we need an inch or two just in case we don't have to come back before you. Say we're 14 foot 10 off the side yard. And also, the exact location underground of that pipe is not, you know, it's been located by the town engineering department, but it's to be discovered a little bit during the excavation process, so we need a little bit of room for play there.
Okay. All right. Bob, I'm going to start with you because of your information.
I met with a town engineer today.
Yep.
And what he was suggesting is instead of what you were asking for,
yep,
perhaps we go with 44 feet on the front,
yep,
and 13 feet side setback.
Yep, and I spoke to Wayne this afternoon as well, and shortly after your conversation.
Okay.
That would be perfectly acceptable to us. That would be great.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have anything?
That's it.
Dwight?
I don't have any time.
I should also mention Bob is going to recuse himself because he is a neighbor. So Mike will be a voting member on this case. Kim?
I don't have anything.
I'm good.
Okay. Have you by any chance been able to talk to any of the houses around?
We didn't speak to the neighbor directly to the side, just because, like we said, we weren't trying to decrease that side.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I will go to the audience then. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Besides the email that we got stating basically what we just discussed from Wayne, have you received any other communication? Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion of this case. Board discussion?
Fine with it. I really am.
I'm good with the suggested change.
So this would go from one variance to two variance requests.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. One to the side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Nothing else.
Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval. 44 foot front setback and a 13 foot, I believe it was, is that the east side?
It is the east side.
East side setback per the recommendation of the town engineer.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question, Mike?
Yeah.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yeah.
And Chair also. So with those new numbers.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Can you just hold on? You never read the five.
Oh.
Just formality. Just give us a second.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the outcome.
Okay.
My mistake. We have to consider five factors. There certainly would not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. The benefits sought to be achieved cannot be achieved other than through the granting of this variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And I really don't feel that the difficulty was self-created. It was just there.
So.
You want to do a revote on it?
Yeah, we'll do a revote.
Second it again.
Okay. On the question,
yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And Chair also, so still passes.
Now you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anna, can you please read the next item?
Rolling Hills Drive, Zone R2, SPL number 172.15-2-24, sublot 96, map cover 2269, requests two area variances for a 3-foot side and rear setback to construct a 30-foot by 61-foot storage building. Minimum side and rear setback in an R2 zone is 10 feet, section 144, section 14, schedule height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Okay, so we're again going to follow the same format.
Okay.
So whenever you are ready, you can. Oh, if you wouldn't mind, please signing in as well.
Okay.
What wants to see the survey if you've got it? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm basically going to read the same thing she read. Building, a steel building, 30 foot by 61 foot storage building.
Yeah, can you please speak up? The microphones aren't working.
I'll try to speak up a little bit. With 12-inch haunch sides all around, building specs attached with this package that was put in. The feet are 17 feet, and height not to exceed house on site, especially. Location to be southeast corner of, as depicted on the attached survey, and the building will not be inside of the South Neighbor or Lock Easter building. Street and North Neighbor views are minimal, as most of the units blocked by existing fences. And as you stated, I'm looking for a 2-foot variance from the back to the lot line and to the south side, 3-foot.
Okay. All right, then I will have the board ask questions.
Thank you.
Kim, I'll start with you.
Why only 3-foot? What's preventing you from meeting the 10-foot?
Well, I want to try to keep the building less in view of anybody, including myself, in fact. So moved over to that side there, which is blocked already by the neighbor's trees and such. And the back of that is in the big orchard, so there's nothing there to really change the landscape.
And what are you using this storage building for?
Storage.
Like what are you storing in there?
Everything from my snowblower to extra cars.
Okay, thank you.
I don't plan on living back there. That's
okay. Mike?
I know you said as far as to keep it out of sight of the neighbors of your fence from going to be there. How tall is the building going to be?
17 feet.
17 feet, so like, and your fence is 6 feet?
It's the maximum, I believe it's 6 feet, yeah. But the neighbors, they have the pine, those pine things that go up about 25 feet. Okay. So they're blocking it.
That's all I have.
Okay, Bob?
I don't want to pound on this too hard.
No problem.
But an 1,800-foot building for storage, I don't think we've seen anything like that in a residential area. So how much stuff you have that you're gonna need this, and then how are you gonna maintain the grass and vegetation around the building when you only have a 3-foot buffer?
Well, we have plenty of room. 3 feet is plenty of room to get through there and maintain that. Run a mower through it whenever it needs to be.
And you need all this square footage?
We're not voting on that. We're just voting on the setbacks.
It's not setbacks. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done.
Thank you. You're welcome, sir.
Bob?
I have no questions.
Dwight?
Yeah, do you have an opportunity to speak with your neighbors that are joining?
Not with all the storms and the other stuff going on around there. They're coming and going. People across the street I talk to from time to time.
I mean, if you don't need a variance technically to build this. You could build this 10 foot off the lot line right without a variance. It just would not be where you want it.
And as I repeated over here, I'm trying to keep it over out of my rear view also, out of view too.
All right, thank you for clarifying my understanding.
Not running any business or anything out of this building?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to get away from this.
Okay. If you had to move it over, would there be any trees or anything that you would have to knock down?
I'm going to take one tree down, just because I put it in here. If I move it over more, I'd have to take more trees out. I don't care. If we don't get the variance, we just won't build it.
Okay. Does anyone else have any additional questions?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the audience, and if you wish to speak, Anna is going to be our timer this evening. You'll have 3 minutes to speak. So is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay, so one at a time. Please state your name and your address for the record, and please conclude what you have to say when Anna says so. So, whoever wants to go first. Okay.
Wouldn't Janet 18 Green Lake?
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense. Install a lawnmower on a 17-foot brick tall building?
We can only discuss the side setback.
I thought you were
saying. Yes. The size meets code, so.
Okay. I'll do that.
Go ahead.
I am the orchard right behind him.
Can you say your name for the record?
Please state your name and your address.
Okay. My name is Patricia Zarcone.
Okay. And your address?
6164 Armour Road.
Thank you.
Right behind him.
Okay.
So when he says, there's only an orchard behind him, it's my orchard. Mm-hmm. Am I going to have to look at a 61-foot building? I don't think so. That's bigger than a lot of people's houses. And he didn't have the courtesy. So everybody has problems with the weather. I'm not the only one. He's not the only one. Everybody here has problems with the weather. And when a person is so rude that they don't consider their neighbors, there's something wrong. I'm against them, sorry.
Hi, my name is Jason Wesley. I live at 19 Rolling Hills Drive. My concern is if we built it that close to the property line with her orchard being there and those neighbors' trees being there, if that comes down, are they going to have to be responsible to make any repairs to that building? If something like if a tree branch falls on it, goes through the building and stuff like that, that's my main concern for them. Like he said, I don't think it's a good idea to have a big-ass building right there, but we're not talking about that right now. So if something, if a tree falls up her property, when it's that close to the property line, is she going to have to pay for any damage that happened?
Okay. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against it? Okay. So we did get one letter. Besides the letter, Anna, did we receive was there any additional?
One letter.
Okay. Would you like to say anything else before I close the public hearing portion?
No, that was two variants that we're talking about.
Yes, there's a two. So it's not for the size of the building. It's only the distance to the lot lines. So nothing else to say?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
I really don't like it.
I think it'll be difficult to build so close to the lot line to have a ladder or something against it. I think it should be further from the lot line.
I just don't think there's been any justification as to why it has to be 3 feet, not 10 feet. Not good enough.
I just think that if it could be built without the variances, why isn't it?
I agree.
Okay. So do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion.
Okay.
On CBA file number 52-24, requesting a 3-foot side and rear setback, I make a motion to deny the application. With this 3-foot, there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood and a detriment to nearby properties. But if it can be achieved in another way, the request is very substantial. I feel there will be an adverse effect and impact on the physical and environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is definitely self-created. So I move on these criteria for denial.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. On the question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also, so I'm sorry, you do not get your variance.
Is that for both variants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll redraw.
Yeah.
Thank you. So for the 10 feet, I don't need the variance.
Correct.
Correct.
All right.
We'll work that out.
Anna, whenever you're ready to read the next one.
ZBA file number 5324, Kevin Evanetsky, 98 Knock Way, Kenoki Way, Zone R2, SPL number 153.20-2-74, sub lot 74, max coverage 5594, requesting area variance for a 9.5-foot setback for the stairs leading to a second floor deck. Minimum side setback in an RC zone is 15 feet, section 144, section 13, schedule of height, lot, yard, and bulk regulation.
Okay. Hello, welcome.
Good evening.
So, again, we're going to follow the same format.
My name is John. I'm the operations manager for Dex Unlimited, speaking on behalf of Kevin Evanetsky. We're constructing a large second-story deck on the back of this home. Currently, there's an in-ground pool with a hardscape on one side. We would need the variance just for the stair landing, the stairs going down to the concrete. It would only impede 4 feet into that setback on the side of the yard. It's the only sensible, safe area to put the stairs going down without infringing too close to the in-ground pool or to the elevation difference.
Okay, so I'll have the board members ask questions. Bob, I'll start with you.
Why did you do it without a variance?
Pardon?
Why did you construct the stairs without a variance?
So we were unaware until our frame inspection. When we had got the frame inspection done, that is when we were told that we would need a variance for that.
All right, thank you.
Kim?
That's really the only question I had.
Mike?
So the frame inspection was like after everything was done?
We've already passed the frame inspection, correct. And then the following day I received a call about the variance. And now we're here.
Bob?
So the construction that was, I guess, completed was not part of the main structure?
It's just the deck is approximately 10 feet off the ground. So obviously with cones, you can't just have one set of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 7 steps going down to a 4-foot landing, and then it turns down going towards the in-ground pool with another 6 stairs.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, the deck was not built at the same time that the house was constructed?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the immediate neighbor next door has the exact same variance for the same reasoning as well.
Did you do that as well?
Other contractor had done that one.
But not your company?
No.
Okay. And this whole thing was completed, it's complete now?
It isn't complete now.
It's not. What needs to be done yet?
We still have to finish underneath. There's also an outdoor kitchen with it, outdoor fireplace, finished ceiling, electrical, and plumbing is still being done. We basically pulled off the project until the building was all set and stone.
Okay, thank you.
Dwight?
Submit a building plan to the town and get them approved before you began.
We did our architectural stand drawings.
Did they show the distance to the lot line?
Not to the lot lines, no.
Are they in the folder?
I actually have a copy with me.
The permit has not been issued yet.
A building permit has not been issued. So you
Of the variance aspect of it.
But you started construction without a building permit?
Yes, but we had verbal from the town to move ahead.
Is that typically how you do business?
No, there was just a lot of hiccups in terms of the electric and the plumbing that they wanted included in that permit. It's subcontractors, it's TRS that does that for us. This is the first time we've had to do it that way. We did a garage with a roof overhang right down the street. We have a couple basements coming up in the same neighborhood. We've done several projects in there. This was just the first time where electric and plumbing was required for our permit.
Okay, well, I understand now. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah, I have no
idea. Okay. As it stands, you meet the correct distances from the pool and everything? Like, you don't...
That's correct. Okay. That's why where the location of the stairs is. It's off to the side of the deck because the deck is 10 foot 6 inches from the in-ground pool.
Okay.
Which minimum is 10 feet.
Right. Okay. All right. I do not... Does anyone have any additional questions? Okay. So I will go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Anna, have you received anything?
No.
Okay. So I'm closing the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
I think it's doable.
I'm okay with it.
I think it. I think it's okay to approve the variance, but I don't like to hear that they start without getting a building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was verbal from the town. It was more just because of the electric and the plumbing aspect. That's all that it was.
All right. So, do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion regarding ZBA file 23-24. I make a motion to approve the variance of 9 foot side setback for the stairs leading to the second floor deck. I don't feel that there'll be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't feel that the benefit can be sought in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. I don't feel that there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty was self-created, I don't feel that it precludes from the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
Can I make a comment?
Sure, yeah.
You said 9 foot.
9.5 foot?
Yeah, it's 9.5 foot.
It's approximately 11 feet, actually.
Well, let's keep it as a 9.5.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And the chair votes no only because you did it before. You should have. But it passed, so you can continue.
Okay.
So, thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. So if you are a high school student, any of us can sign your paperwork.
Which grade are you in?
Right here?
Right here?
Yeah.
Huh?